Control flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Rhino.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
This is Bisogno Cappuccino, episode 4 on April the 11th, 2020. My name is Claude Saulnier, your host for this podcast. In the podcast series, I aim to help people understand data protection in short snapshots that shouldn't take more time to listen to than the time it would take you to make and enjoy a nice cappuccino. This podcast is sponsored by Bisogno. Bisogno provides an integrated platform to centralize all the documentation required under the GDPR and other data protection laws. Visit bisogno.eu for more information.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.
In the previous episode, I introduced the principles that organizations must comply with when handling personal data. There are 6 principles related to the proper handling of personal data.
Principle 1.
The first principle is about the lawfulness, fairness, and transparency of personal data processing. Let's start by the lawful part. The organization needs to be able to justify the processing. There are 6 possibilities defined in Article 6 of the GDPR.
First,
processing may be required to comply with a legal obligation. In the HR example I gave in the previous episode, the revenue requires that some personal data from the employee is transmitted to them for tax and social security purposes. It's the law, and the organization has no choice but collect the personal data and transfer it to the revenue alongside the amount of tax collected.
Second,
processing may be necessary for the performance of a contract to which the data subject is party, or in order to take steps at the request of the data subject prior to entering into a contract. Sounds complicated, doesn't it? But don't panic. I will bring someone in the podcast soon to discuss this in more details. But let me give you an example. When a person buys goods from an e-commerce website to be shipped to the person's house, the data controller needs to collect a name and an address to be able to ship the goods.
Third,
processing is necessary in order to protect the vital interests of the data subject or another natural person.
Fourth,
processing is necessary for the purposes of the legitimate interests pursued by the controller or by a third party. But be careful. In using legitimate interest, the controller needs to ensure their interests are not overridden by the interest or fundamental rights and freedoms of the data subject. It requires a balanced test. Data controller's interests versus data subject rights and freedoms.
Fifth,
processing is necessary for the performance of a task carried out in the public interest or in the exercise of official authority vested in the controller. Please note that legitimate interest mentioned previously does not apply to processing carried out by public authorities in the performance of their tasks.
Sixth,
processing can take place if the data subject has given consent to the processing of his or her personal data for one or more specific purposes. We will come back to consent at a later stage, but it is worth noting that consent should not be regarded as freely given if the data subject has no genuine or free choice or is not able to refuse or withdraw consent without detriment. If the organization cannot justify the processing with at least one of these 6 options, then the personal data cannot be processed. End of story. The principles of fair and transparent processing require that the data subject be informed of the existence of the processing operation and its purposes. In other words, the controller must take appropriate measures to provide a set of specific information relating to the processing to the data subject, in a concise, transparent, clear and plain language through, for instance, a data protection notice. We will discuss what is required in due course, but you can check Article 12, 13, 14 and 15 to 22 and 34.
Principle 2.
The The second principle is about limiting the purpose of personal data collection. Personal data should only be collected for specified, explicit, and legitimate purposes, and not further processed in a manner that is incompatible with those purposes. There are exceptions, such as archiving purposes in the public interest, scientific or historical research, or statistical purposes. One thing you need to be careful is that the use of the word legitimate here does not necessarily tie this to the lawful basis of Article 6.1f, e.g. legitimate interest.
Principle 3.
The third principle is about the minimization of the personal data processed. The controller should limit personal data processing so it is adequate, relevant, and limited to what is necessary in relation to the purposes for which they are processed.
Principle 4.
The fourth principle is about the accuracy of personal data. If you recall, there are 14 items describing processing under the GDPR. Imagine if, in the collection of personal data, you captured the city instead of the surname of the data subject. The data would be of no use. The natural person wouldn't be too happy and would ask you to amend so that their data is accurate. Many things can go wrong in processing personal data, especially when adapting, altering, combining, transmitting, or structuring the personal data.
Principle 5.
The fifth principle is about storage limitation. The organization must determine how long it needs to keep the data for the purpose it is collected. For instance, if you sell Windows with a 20-year warranty, you would probably need to keep the name and address of the client, as well as the type of Windows they purchased, to be able to fulfill your contractual obligations. Other examples would include keeping financial transactions to comply with legal obligations. For instance, in Ireland, invoices that could contain the name and addresses of people have to be kept for up to 7 years. Personal data may be stored for longer periods insofar as the personal data will be processed solely for archiving purposes in the public interest, scientific or historical research purposes, or statistical purposes.
Principle 6.
The sixth principle is about integrity and confidentiality. Not only the organization needs to justify the processing, it needs to implement appropriate technical or organizational measures to protect against unauthorized or unlawful processing and against accidental loss, destruction, or damage.
Principle 7.
There is a last principle in the GDPR related to the controller's accountability. The data controller is responsible and must be able to demonstrate compliance with the six principles of personal data processing. How do you go about it? The organization needs to carry out a mapping exercise, drill down and assess its compliance with the principles. Through the course of the podcast, I'll explain how to do it and the benefits that specific solutions such as Bisonio bring to ease the whole process, as well as providing comprehensive reports. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and feel free to connect with your comments. Sloan.
Bisonio Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.